Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners. Welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. As usual, it's like every Friday, we're here today to discuss this week's course at General Hospital. And I've got my lovely and talented co-host, Emily, with me. So let's get it rolling, shall we? Hey, Em.
Okay. I was trying to read my Facebook comments and listen to you at the same time because I'm in a Facebook feud. Anyway, okay, not a feud, but
right.
Throwing shade, okay? Like, I'm throwing some major shade indirectly at people. Anyway, they deserve it. Okay, so General Hospital was like, let's start with Prime Performer and then we'll spiral into conversation.
Yep.
You go first because I went first the last time.
My prime performers this week, it had to be and I know you're gonna love this, but I had four.
I can probably guess them, but I'm gonna let you go ahead.
Jane Elliott, a Tony Geary, a Constance Cowers, and
I'm 3 for 3.
And Tyler Christopher.
I'm 4 for 4. That's not my
yes,
four.
Yes, you guessed them, didn't
those
you?
Those four were amazing. I could have guessed that. Okay, I'm saying, I'm going to mix it up because you had those four. Obviously, Tony Geary and Jane Elliott, that should count as one because that's a unit.
Right.
Which I hate saying because don't even get me on my rant, but whatever. Tyler Christopher. And I'm trying to think of a woman that I can throw in there. I don't
you
know. Kirsten Storms, maybe? I don't know. She had good scenes this week, but, like, she wasn't, like, spectacular. I mean, she is
always
spectacular, but
right,
she didn't have any
but...
super in-your-face scenes, but she had good scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And props to Bradford Anderson for being adorable.
Yes, you know, I really love the scene where Spinelli told Maxie that he was still in love with her.
Cody was fangirling so hard because Spixie is his OTP. I, like, know he was fangirling, and I didn't even watch it at the same time as him. I knew when I saw that Cody had fangirled, like, so hard. I, personally, okay, first off, Julian and Alexis. Julian is a piece of crap. Okay, I don't like him. But him and Alexis, I love him and Alexis. Like, they are so good, okay? So much chemistry. I can't even stop. Like, I can't even not like them because I hate him. Just doesn't happen. So
you
I liked it that they got back together.
Mhm. And you know me, I'm a multi-shipper. So.
Oh, aren't we all?
I like Spixie, and when these two are a couple, I love Spinelli and Ellie.
See, I didn't like them. No.
Because
I feel like Spinelli belongs with Maxie, but I also like Maxie and Nathan. But what else was
I like Maxie and Nathan too, but yeah.
He's hot though. I think the only did you know? Fun fact about Nathan, what's his name? Brian Pavey. Fun fact: he was on the V this week. Everybody knows that, but he auditioned for the role of Christian Grey. Okay, I don't think the guy that's playing him is like that attractive, and I'm disappointed. I haven't seen the movie, but. I'm disappointed in the man that's playing it because of all the hot men, that's the one they find to play, like, supposedly hottest man ever. No, I don't agree. Brian Pavey would have been perfect. He may not be that great of an actor. He's an okay actor for, you know, I mean, he's kind of new at it. He's an okay actor. He's really young. But that could have been his thing. That could have been his breakout. Hey,
yeah.
I would have seen it for him.
I agree.
I'm not into it right now. I'm not feeling the other that. But Brian Pavey, I would have been all over that. All over it. Anyway.
Yeah, when that came out that he had auditioned for that role, I'm sitting there thinking, that was probably the perfect role for him.
I could see him playing that role. Like, I can understand that so much. And then
I could too. I mean,
that, I volunteered to play. I'll screen test. I don't want to play the role. I just want to screen test.
Screen test with you, buddy.
Anyways, we're not going to get on that this early, okay? We'll
no, let's
about
not.
My male love later, but.
Let's not go
okay.
there.
Also, Ned and Olivia. Okay, when Ned stepped up for Olivia, I was like, I knew you would do it. You're such a good guy. And like,
that was cool.
So I'm all over Ned and Olivia. I love that. Because I've never really liked anyone that he was with other than Lois, but everybody ships that. That was canon for decades.
Right.
Okay, everybody ships Ned and Lois. I have not really liked the pairing that he's been in. Like, I'm not fanatical about any of them. But I could get on board this for the long haul.
Can we talk about, speaking of Julian, can we talk about his TMI moment today?
Oh, my Lord. Okay. Dude, I don't need to know his, like, sex life. Like, I don't care. No.
Seriously.
He is so gross. And if he calls Ned Ted one more time, I'm going to slap him. I will reach to the television and slap him. Like, he makes me so mad. Oh, my God. He pisses me off. Okay, anyway. Not the point.
I posted on Twitter. I go.
I saw your tweet. Like, I was 10 minutes behind, and I was reading Twitter.
Pull it up real quick. Let me pull it up.
Yeah, I was 10 minutes behind, and I was reading on Twitter. And I saw Cody's tweet, and I was like, oh, boy, what does he say?
And let me just read this for y'all a second. Hold on. Let me pull that, because this is epic.
It was great.
This is epic. This is kind of epic.
True.
Hold on.
I just had a horrific thought, but I'll share it later.
Sweet.
Oh, we didn't do that whole how was your week thing.
Oh, yeah.
How was
your
week? Okay, I'll go first since you're looking for something. My week was super boring.
Oh, I found it already. Hold on. I found it.
Okay.
Julian goes, I tweeted Julian's quote. He goes, she pumped me all right all night long. And I'm sitting there going, whoa, Julian. TMI, buddy. TMI.
Right, like, okay, well, there were so many better things for him to say. Like, why do you have to throw that in there right there? Like, I hate that word now. I just don't like that now because he ruined it. But there were so many other things he could have said.
TMI there.
Yeah, great. Thank you. Anyway, my week was super boring. I have been out of school the entire week due to snow and ice, and it sucks. I'm going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Secretly, I'm going crazy, everyone. Although, I have been talking to the boy.
No comment.
So that's okay. The whole week we've
had... yes, the boy. What's the update on the boy?
You're like the godfather. You're like, oh, yes.
Oh, yes,
no.
The boy.
Okay, so speaking of being a godfather, if I have children, you can be their godfather, even though we're not Catholic. Anyway, not the point.
Not the point.
Whatever. We've been texting the whole week, whatever, and just talking.
Mm-hmm.
We were texting really late last night. I was like, don't fall asleep. But we actually had good conversation. It wasn't one of those boring conversations like the ones you and I sometimes have where we're like, hey, what's up? And then I say nothing, and you say same. And then it's like, okay.
Okay, whatever.
Cool. And then I say something stupid, like, I'm in love with Tyler Christopher, just an example. And you say, cool. And I say, yep. And then we move on with our day. Anyways.
And
that
was your folks,
week.
Is it just about texting most of the time?
Yeah, basically, that's how we text. It's basically like life advice over me and Tyler's relationship. And it's also me fangirling over things in all caps and Cody not caring at all whatsoever. Like The Apprentice. Like, I'll be like, hey.
But when I fanboy,
I'll tell him, I'm like, why are you, like, if I don't text back, here's what he does. He doesn't say, why didn't you text back? He texts me like 5 more times. Over the course of, like, an hour, which I'm fine with. But if I'm watching The Celebrity Apprentice, which just wrapped up, so it's okay now, but I would be watching The Apprentice, and I'd be like, stop texting me, The Apprentice is on. And he'd be like, okay. And then he would say something else, and I'm like, stop that, I'm trying to watch this.
Yep,
and then
that's me.
I spend so much time live tweeting Law & Order that I don't ever get to see what's happening. So, like, if I'm texting, I can't text and live tweet and watch Law & Order. Like, I need to watch Law & Order and then digest it, and then we can talk about it. But, no.
Exactly.
That's the only show where I'm like, don't talk to me right now. The Apprentice is on. Like, you text me during Law & Order, and I text back. But The Apprentice, do not text me because I will get behind, and it won't make sense.
I'm slowly learning that, actually.
He's slowly learning because I don't text back. I just read the message, so it says I read it. And that's in the face. To be honest. Okay, it pisses me off when people do that to me. Cody's turned his red receipts off, so we can't see that now. But, anyways, no, that really annoys me, because now I don't know if he read my messages, just so you know. But, He used to have them on, and then he turned them off. But no, because the guy.
I don't know how I turned them off, to be completely honest with you.
I'll tell you how to turn them back on. You can make my life easier. But anyway.
Sweet.
The guy I like when I'm texting with him. I couldn't, because you can't tell if they have them on unless you look back and see a message. But he has his on, and sometimes he doesn't read my messages for like the whole day. And I'm waiting so patiently, and I'm like, he's just texting me back. So I text again, and finally. But he doesn't, like, sit on his phone like some people, which kind of makes me happy. But it drives me crazy when it doesn't say that you've read my message, no matter who you are. Nobody is too good for the red receipt, okay?
Right.
That's all I have to say. Anyway, how was your week?
My week was actually interesting with all this snow and ice we've been getting.
Yeah, it's us, doesn't it? Thank you.
It does. I mean,
I went out of the house once since I came back from... Okay, I went on vacation
weather.
Last weekend, and...
Now, I love cold weather, and I love snow and ice, but this is ridiculous, to be completely honest.
This is insane. It won't melt. It won't go away. It's been on the ground for a week.
It's ridiculous.
Vacation last weekend, people.
And there's more coming in tonight.
It was 60 degrees. I know. Don't talk to me about it. I've been out of school for a week. I can't
don't
afford
talk
to be
like
out
that.
Of school anymore. I just had a terrific, like, a horrible thought, because in theater we have this program thing happening where we let you one play a week, like, in our class. We have one act a week. Now we're off schedule. Now we're a whole week behind. Oh, it's stressing me out.
Wow.
And I'm not even in charge, and it's bothering me. And it was bothering my OCD. But this weather sucks, okay? I went out on vacation last weekend, and it was 55 in Alabama. I was, like, enjoying my vacation, and then we had to come back because we knew the weather was going to get bad, and then this happens, and they call off school. And I've only been out of the house once yesterday since then, and I'm going a little crazy. I don't like going to school. School is boring, but I'm ready to go back because I'm getting crazy.
You know, I think it was yesterday. It got up to, like 32 degrees. I'm like, dang, that's a heat wave.
Right?
That's a heat wave compared to what we have been dealing with.
It was still cold yesterday, and I went and fingerprinted Walmart, so, you know, whatever. Yeah, I was bored.
Yeah.
It may have been 2 days ago. I don't even remember. It was 2 days ago that I went out. See, I don't even remember when I go out. It was 2 days ago. Because I texted Michaela and told her I slipped. And I was like, if I can't have children now, then I'm going to need you to have my baby for me. And no, because I slipped. Like, okay. I had one leg in the car and the other leg slipped, okay? Like, Emily was doing some uncomfortable things. And I was like, Michaela,
okay,
never
mind.
I was like, Michaela, if I can't have children anymore, I need you to have them for me. And she said, you can have them once they're done. You can have mine once they're not cute anymore. And I said, okay.
Oh, wow.
That's friendship right there.
Anyway.
No, and the bad thing is you can't even hang out with your friends because they can't come over because your parents won't let them drive in the weather.
Right.
Like, if I asked to go out, they would laugh at me if I said, can I go out? They would be like, no. They would laugh at me if I said, can I have the keys? There would be no way in hell that Emily was going out in this weather. Anyways,
right.
She's in a hospital. So, let's talk about Tyler Lucifer.
Oh, Lord.
Talk about how funny today was? Like, okay, those scenes with Helena today, I was laughing. I thought it was funny.
Those were hilarious.
When he looked at her and he said, I decide your fate now, I was like, ah, to the parapet. Let's throw her off. And Megan was laughing so hard at me. And then he said something else, and I don't remember what it was, but it was so funny when he was sitting in that chair. And I can't remember what it was, but he said something that was so funny, and I was like, you go. No.
And then when the guards came in, and Nick's like, they work for me now.
And she's like, unhand me, and I was dying at her. Constance Towers. But
yes,
no,
and,
I was literally rolling.
And Nick was like, they work for me now.
Yeah, and he was like, I am the Cassadine Prince. And I was like, that is the husband I know and love.
Love, okay.
Yeah, he was great today. So, okay, I love the scenes with Maskey and Lulu today.
Oh, my God, they were adorable.
And then Tracy crushed it.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk about Harper playing the baby? Because she's so cute.
Oh, my God, she is the cutest thing ever.
Harper makes me want to have 10 children.
Oh, well.
I'm going to tweet that to Kirsten Storms after this. I'm going to be like, your child makes me want to have 10 of those.
Kids.
Anyway, so they're adorable. Who doesn't love them? The babies are so cute. And Ryan Pavey.
And you know me.
You got a show from Ryan Pavey, a little striptease dance thing.
I have a baby cousin that was probably almost 6 months old. Oh, my God, he's adorable.
Is that baby really 6 months old? I remember when that baby was born. It has not been 6 months, has it?
It was born in September, so it's almost been 6 months.
Oh, my Lord. I remember when this baby was born, guys. That's did not seem like it was that long ago.
It was actually born the day after my birthday.
Oh, yeah, because you were out of town.
Yep, I was in either Colorado or Arizona. I think one of the two.
Yes, and then you showed me a picture when you were at my house. Okay. Well, it doesn't seem like it's been that long. That's a long time ago. He's so cute, though.
Almost 6 months.
It makes when
he's
Cody
adorable,
babies
isn't he?
This child. When Cody babies that child, he texts me telling me that he wants babies. I think okay, you go do that.
Nobody's supposed to know that.
Yeah. Oh well, they do now.
Let's be real though.
Who listens to this show?
Exactly.
No, I'm just kidding. No, seriously, Cody needs 10 children that I can spoil. I'll find you a woman. Like I'll get you a woman that wants to have 10 children. And I'll send her your way.
Yep.
I'll find you
a
woman. I'm going to find, hey, I have good taste in women. Just kidding. No, I'll find a woman that wants to have your babies, and I'll send her to you and be like, he wants 10 children, and you need to have them now so that I can spoil them to death.
Can spoil my kids rotten, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Spoil them rotten.
It's like, step aside, grandparent. No,
let
me and your mother
come in.
Me and your mother, literally, like, here's what would happen. Your mother and I would just take this baby, and we would just be like, bye, Cody, and we would just take your baby shopping and buy it everything.
Probably.
That's how it would go, because her and I could probably tear up them all.
Oh, my God. I don't even want
to
picture that.
My mom doesn't like to shop, so I need somebody. That's why when I go to my grandmother's, we shop so much, because my mom hates shopping, so I make my grandmother do it with me. She loves it. She's the reason for my addiction. So,
and this is why we're
mother,
best friends.
Yeah, me and your mother could just tear up the mall and just buy the baby everything.
Oh,
this
trust me.
Proverbial.
If you get mom into, a Bed Bath & Beyond or something, oh, my God.
Well, anybody
it's
can spend
pretty.
All day in that store. You can't get out of it. Like, you get lost
it's
in it.
It's not pretty.
It's so tall.
It's just not pretty. Trust me, it's not pretty.
I don't even like that store because you can't get out. It feels like you can't get out of there. Like, it's like an IKEA. Like, once you're in, you're not getting out. And the stuff's so tall, you can't see where you're going.
I hate
Bed Bath & Beyond, okay? Bed Bath & Beyond makes me claustrophobic because you go in there and the stuff is so tall. And, like, it's everywhere.
It's been months ago, but... Did you hear about the guy that actually spent the night in a Walmart?
There's a movie about that. There's a movie about a woman who lives in Walmart. It's called, what's it called? Darn it.
What is that name of that movie?
Tell me. Yeah, she has a
I've
baby
seen it before.
In a Walmart.
Yeah, I've seen it before. Please.
I don't remember.
Brooke Shields stars in it.
I wanted to say What It Calls the Heart, but that's that show on Hallmark Channel. Isn't it?
Brooke Shields
stars
in it.
Yes, it is.
A Brooke Shields star
in the
movie.
Yeah, she is. I don't know what it's called. Dang it. Anyways.
Whatever.
It's sort of related. Christina Wagner joined the cast of When... That's why I was thinking of When Called the Heart on Hallmark Channel. It's a historical, fictional thing that is really boring in my opinion, but I don't write it, so whatever. Christina Wagner has joined the cast. And so
her and
Jack are both on the cast. So Frisco and Felicia can hop over to the Hallmark Channel.
Kathleen Getty has joined the cast of a brand new web series called A Winter Thorn, starring Martha Madison. So
yeah, and it comes out fall 2015. When Called the Heart is on now, it's a historical thing. I don't know. I don't watch it. But if you're a Frisco and Felicia fan, your couple's getting together on another show on another channel with different names, but it still counts.
Exactly. So,
I'm just not going to talk anymore. after that. Okay, that's
wanna,
the same thing as Stephen Nichols and Mary Beth Evans. That's like the same thing that they did when they went to General Hospital. Like, it's just not the same.
You wanna,
and you know what? I watched them first before I watched Steve and Kayla, so I still appreciated it. And then I watched Steve and Kayla, and I was like, this is a million times better. Because Kathy was like, in my opinion, the chemistry is just not there. And I was like, what are you talking about? I think they have so much chemistry. And then I watched Steve and Kayla, and I was like, ew, Stefan and Catherine. So always watch the worst couple first, guys.
Right. Are you anywhere near a laptop?
I am. It finally updated itself.
Sweet.
I hate technology.
You
want to
check out a Rumorville and everything?
All right, let me go look and see what.
Alrighty.
I'm going to. What's that website called? Gate Happening. That's what it is.
Gate Happening.
It's been so long. I can't even keep up with what day it is right now. Being at home all the time, I can't handle that.
Mhm.
Like, I don't know what day it is. It's Friday. I didn't know what day it was yesterday. I was like, what day is it? Oh.
It was Thursday.
Well, duh. I know that now. Oh, The Nurse's Fall will air the first week of May.
Oh, sweet.
Hey, Stephen Nichols is taping on April 1st. My heart, it just grew 3 sizes like the Grinch. Shut up. Oh, my goodness. Carly and Sunny wedding in September.
Again.
My heart is three more sizes. It's going to burst out of my chest now.
Oh, well.
I'm okay with Sunny and Carly getting married. You know I'm aboard that ship.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Spinelli takes note when Jake says something that only Jason would say. He does not. Okay, it says he remembers his identity as Jason prior to being put under, but does not retain the memory when he awakens, and he will not know that he remembered something about his identity.
Mm.
Great. Back at square one. I'll have to click on this to read more. You know how it is.
Right.
The Stephen Nichols thing, though. I'm all about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd prefer he was on an eye patch, wearing an eye patch in another city, on another network, but whatever.
But whatever, yep.
Can't be picky. If there's anything about people that are over 50, if you're a fan of anybody that's over 50 on TV, you cannot be picky on what show they show up on.
No.
You cannot be picky because it's a hard life out here.
It is.
Okay, now it says it's Sunny and Carly wedding. Let me go to the actual spoilers. That was Rumorville, but Rumorville was right about the Jake thing because it said what happened today on it, and it was posted 3 weeks ago, so I'm going to take them at their word.
Yep.
Stephen Nichols.
You know,
he was in the SID, but I didn't read it.
While you're doing that, I have 3 announcements.
Chick will take a long time so I can get to the bottom of the page.
The first announcement. This coming Tuesday.
We have 3 announcements. I don't even know, guys, so stay tuned.
I guess you do. This coming Tuesday, and keep in mind, all these times are central times, because we're in the central time zone now, so.
Both of us. Holla.
Yeah, both of us. And next Tuesday at 5 p.m. central, so that's 6 p.m. for you eastern time zoners.
In case you can't do the math.
Exactly.
I'm
we
done,
have,
I swear.
We are going over and discussing the Dancing with the Stars celebrity cast announcements.
I forgot about that.
Yep. A Tuesday at 5 Central, and then Wednesday at 5 Central, the 6 p.m. Eastern, we have a lovely and talented Miss Dallas Remington joining us. Dallas is a country and gospel singer and songwriter, so we should have fun with that.
Maybe we'll have a sing-along.
Maybe.
between me and her.
I don't
want to
put.
We all know.
I don't want to put anybody through the torture of hearing me sing. So probably not.
He rapped on the show before, guys, and I can direct you to where it is if you want it.
This is true. But anyway,
this page is
Friday,
taking forever to load. It's making me want to kill somebody. You better watch out.
And then Friday, we're not having our normal GH Recap Friday.
We're not?
What we're doing instead is we have the lovely and talented Miss Krista Earle joining us again.
Oh, I forgot about that. And I scheduled
you forgot about Krista?
Wow, and I scheduled that. That's really sad.
Yeah, that's kind of sad. You scheduled it and you forgot about it. That's kind of sad.
That's true, but don't judge me.
I'm not
going to
argue with that.
We also have a show on March 14th.
Yes, we do. It's Emily's 1 year anniversary on the show.
We're partying hard.
Yes,
we are.
As
hard as you can on the radio show.
And there
and
may be several
Cody
surprises.
Cody and I are hanging out on the 21st, so we will have vlog footage for our channel. The reason there's nothing on our channel yet, guys, just in case anyone's curious as to why, is because we have not seen each other.
We haven't done anything yet.
Yeah, we haven't seen each other since September, and I haven't had anything eventful happening except homecoming, and I forgot to vlog homecoming, and then it was already like 11 a.m., and I was like, well, doesn't matter now.
Screw that.
The
fun not gonna happen.
Over. Yeah, it's not as fun if you don't do the whole get ready with me thing, so...
Right.
We haven't had anything fun, but we are hanging out that day, so we will vlog, and we will also be with Miss Carrie Ann Jean, so she will be
with
us, and Cody's going to be vlogging in his car, he says.
Yes, I'm
going to
be.
He doesn't.
I'm going to be vlogging, and singing will happen. So,
singing will happen, small of us. I'm taking them to my territory, like, I'm a regular. Just
and
so
there will
know.
Be video evidence of this.
There will be video evidence, yeah, but there's always video evidence, it's on TV. So, you know.
Right. And
so,
the,
but there's always
and
video
like I said,
evidence.
I will have my own personal video evidence. So.
Yes, he will have his own personal evidence to use against us in 10 years from now.
Yes, exactly.
10 years from now, that'll be our video. No, but seriously, he's going to vlog in the car on his way to my house, and I'm going to vlog, getting ready and everything. And then Carrie Ann, maybe we can convince her to vlog. This page
maybe.
Won't load. You're supposed to use Firefox. It says use Firefox or Chrome. I'm using Chrome.
Huh.
It's working now. It's just taking forever.
I personally like Firefox, but I mean, that's what I've got right now, Firefox.
See, I've always been a Chrome person.
Hmm.
Oh, it's snowing again. Oh. Kill me.
It's snowing again. Kill me.
That's sweet, because I can hear it. Snow doesn't make noise.
Yeah. It was sleeting here earlier. Sleeting and freezing rain.
I'm trying to read this and see if it's lame.
And there's
this
more
is,
coming
okay,
in,
can
trust
we talk
me.
About how lame this Luke payout is? It's lame. It's pissing me off that we've waited a year and it's just him.
You know, and there's more sleet and freezing rain coming your way, Em. Trust me.
Oh,
there's
thanks.
A lot more coming.
Are you sending it over? This says, this is what Dom Zamprog, they spelled his last name wrong. Dom Zamprog says about it. When Tony and I were talking about the story shortly before Christmas, he told me who the character was actually going to be. I thought it was cool, and I actually liked it. There's a deeper meaning to him. Oh, I didn't. And to his
was that with Michael Fairman?
I don't know. Yes.
Huh.
Anyway, I didn't know it before, because, anyway.
there's
a deeper meaning to me and to him as actors to play out the story the way it actually is, than with these other red herring stories that they were throwing out there. I actually liked it and the way they went with it. I think it will completely make all the sense in the world very shortly. Well, I'm waiting for that because it's not making sense right now. I think that they, like, killed their parents or something, and that's why what happened in the house.
I don't know, but it'll be interesting to see what made Luke snap like that? It'll be interesting to see.
True that. I'm scrolling down. I'm still at week of February 16th. I'm trying to scroll down to week of February, whatever. That was this week. I don't need spoilers for this week. Been there, seen that. 23rd.
This week's already happened.
Emma and Spencer spend some time alone at his birthday party. Okay, they're too young to be doing whatever that means. Just saying. because they were like five. They don't need to kiss. Okay, I'm tired of this love story between the children. Jake does not get what he was hoping to hear. Nicholas feels guilty about the secret he's keeping. Spencer's at the center of attention. When is he not? If I acted like that when I was a child, I would have been in so much trouble.
Oh, yes. Me too.
Well, like, my mom would not put up with that, okay? She would have been like, adoption time.
Adoption time.
Alexis suspects someone is not being truthful with her. Alexis seems to get off it, okay? And I mean that literally and figuratively. She shares her doubts with Julian. Rick
okay.
Liz. Oh, I forgot Rick was on this show.
Forgot Rick was on this
anyway.
Show.
Spencer is in trouble. Silas has a secret. Forgot he was on here, too. Maxie continues to deal with Spinelli and his love for her. Aw. Nicholas is out of his mind with worry for Spencer. Liz is hit there for Nicholas. Oh, shoot me. Nina gets some positive news. More bonding between Nina and Franco. Jake experiences a dream in which he later shares with Liz. Watch him dream he's marrying Sam or he's Jason. Watch him dream of what's his name? Steve Burton.
Mm-hmm.
Nathan wonders about Max's loyalty. Dante and Nathan deal with more issues regarding Luke. Nicholas and Patrick hurry to protect their children. Sam offers Jake a helping hand. Jake tells Liz he does not want to be the cause of the problem. Wow, it's turning into the Jason show again. Jake ruses Sunny's suspicion. Concerned about Carly, Sunny asks Sean to keep a close eye on Jake. Based on some common interests, will Sunny and Rick have a coming together of sorts? That'd be funny when hell freezes over.
That would be funny.
Nathan and Alexis have news for Nina. Feeling some kinship and shared experience, Olivia makes a surprising... It says, surprising to Franco. Okay, that's not a sentence. Kiki is upset when Morgan has it out with Michael. Michael is determined to have his revenge.
Oh, so apparently, brand new Kiki debuts next week, apparently.
Oh, that's cool. By the way, can we talk about the fact that Michael is not even related to that baby? Although I understand why he can do that, because Sonny has parental rights with him, even though he's not legally his kid, because, you know, AJ gave him his parental rights, so Sonny adopted him.
Right.
So he's technically the Sonny's kid, but he's, like, 25, so whatever. That's
but
my
anyway.
Sister. Literally, that pisses me off, too. Don't get me started on Michael and his douchebaggery.
No. You know how I feel about that.
It pisses me off. Somebody today said they were Team Michael. I'm like, are you watching the same show as me?
You know how I feel about that? That a custody battle. You know how I feel about that.
Yeah, it's bull. That's how I feel. Ooh, the week of March 2nd, Maxie's caught off guard by Spinelli's action. That better mean we're getting something. Nathan has a heart-to-heart with Maxie. Great, now she's going to get back with him, and they're going to be happy, and Spinelli's going to get screwed over like all the other times.
Yeah. Can we just talk about, you know, I may get a little hate for this, but I really don't care.
Oh, well.
I'd love to see a Michael-Sabrina hookup.
I'm okay with that. I'm on board with that.
Yeah.
That's actually a popular opinion.
Well.
Oh, okay. Rebecca Budding's gig with GH is short-term. She'll appear with Billy Miller and Rick Hurst. Okay, so who is she playing then?
I have no idea.
Great. Don't expect Jake's identity as Jason Morgan to be revealed to the citizens at large anytime soon. Yeah, because think about it. Once they reveal him, what are they going to do with him? I don't think they know.
Right. Exactly. And this is going back about a week or so, but there's a show that our friend Nathan Varney oversees called Christella, right? I love the Corsa. I watch that show religiously too, just like GH, and I love that a Christella crossover.
Yeah, I like the baby daddy crossover.
For just as brief as it was, I love that crossover with Christella and GH. I loved it.
Yeah, I liked that too, and I liked that they brought like Melissa Peterman. Can we talk about her Brooklyn accent because it was on point?
It was on point. That Brooklyn accent was kind of incredible.
It was so funny because Melissa Peterman is so does not have a Brooklyn accent.
And I've always been.
If anyone out there is behind, Rebecca Budick has been hired at a hospital.
Mm-hmm. And I've always been a huge Melissa Peterman fan.
I love her ever since Reba.
Oh, yes, ever since Reba. Oh, my God. And
oh,
Barbara
wait.
Jean.
Here's a clip of, they posted this clip, I'll tweet it out. Luke discussing
okay.
his childhood and the death of his mother with Laura. The discussion begins around 3:20, but it's worth watching because it relates to the storyline. That's cool. I'll copy that link
right.
and share it. And then it says, who else is looking forward to seeing Jake, Spinelli, and Sonny all together? And it's coming on screen soon.
Hmm.
It's like, it's nice of you to let us have that since you're not going to tell us that he's Jason for like 6 months.
Right, exactly.
Okay, I found the city.
You know,
oh, I didn't even, I've never watched this.
And for, and since we haven't had a recap in a little bit, for as short as it was.
Winter Thorn followed me back on Twitter. Sorry, I got excited.
Who? Who?
Winter Thorn, the web series.
Oh, sweet, sweet. For as short-lived as it was, I kind of liked the storyline of Johnny coming back. I like that storyline.
I did too. We got Johnny and Maxie. I'm trying to tweet. The death of his mom starts around 3:20. I don't want people to be like, this is boring because it's an 8-minute video.
Right.
But it says it's worth watching, so I will watch it, because if it's Luke and Laura, of course it's worth watching. I guess
mm-hmm.
I should give them credit. Courtesy.
Courtesy of, yep.
Anyways, I'm really
anyway.
Enjoying GH right now.
Oh, me too. You know, there for a while, I was kind of...
Bored? Same.
I'm sort of kind of bored, but it's picking back up now, I think.
Yeah, it is. It's getting better. It was sweet time.
Yeah,
they had to pick it up.
Oh, yeah. And also, with all the news that's about to come out...
Yeah.
It's going to get very interesting pretty soon, I think.
Yeah, you'll get confused if you miss a day because, like, so many people are finding out so much. Somebody on Twitter said that they think Luke got DID from all the viral perm chemicals. Because, you know, he had an afro back in the day.
Yeah, I think, I do think it is DID, which I think they've said on air it could be a possibility. I think it is DID.
Yeah, I think he has multiple personalities.
That's the same thing.
If they did DID again, well, yeah, that's true. I just don't want to say DID because we've already done that once. They need new ideas. Come on.
Once or twice, yeah.
It's sad that a soap fan could diagnose a psychiatric disorder because this is
exactly.
on the age.
Yeah, it is sad, and we don't even have medical degrees, so.
Exactly. Oh, I finally unpacked today. I'm on vacation a week ago, guys, and I just unpacked today, and I only went for a weekend, so it's not like I had a lot to unpack. But I still haven't done it.
Hmm.
I opened the suitcase. Does that count? I unpacked
Open
my
your
makeup.
Suitcase.
That's all that I needed. All I unpacked was my makeup. I left everything else in there. I don't need it. I've been wearing my pajamas. I haven't gone out of the house. We talked about this. My life's been boring.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's put this out of its misery.
Yes, let's end this.
Actually, it wasn't that bad, but, you know.
No, it really wasn't that bad.
Joke.
I mean, for...
It's a funny joke, though.
For... Our first GH recap in a couple of weeks, it really wasn't that bad.
The fact that we actually talked about General Hospital is a miracle.
True. So I'm going to let you go, and I'll talk to you later, okay?
All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye. Well, as we were saying earlier, next week is going to be a huge, huge busy week for us. A Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. for all you Central Timers like us, we have our Dancing with the Stars cast announcement discussion. And I'm going to see if I can get a buddy of ours on, or maybe two friends of ours, so we can discuss it. And that next day, a Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern, we have the lovely and talented Miss Dallas Remington on the show with us. And then Friday, like I said, instead of a instead of our normal GH recap on Fridays, on the 27th, we will have the lovely and talented Miss Krista Earle back for another round of putting up with us. So, all those shows should be fun, and I can't wait for them. And I think with that, I'm going to end the episode right now. You've been listening to A Wit Days with Murph. Thank you, and goodbye.